Matthew Wolfenden's second ever hat trick for FC United saw the Reds down Stocksbridge Park Steels 3-0 at Gig Lane on Saturday afternoon, keeping our pursuit of a playoff place alive and kicking. United need to get back to winning ways after a shock 1-0 defeat at Rushall Olympic last Saturday, and they did so in style, with the former Oldham Athletic forward bagging all three goals. Lee Neville made his first start at left-back since returning from suspension and was proving an integral part of United's defence early on, providing a vital block as Scott Hogan found himself in space inside the FC area. The Reds opened the scoring on 38 minutes. Norton did well to beat the offside trap, picking up the through ball. The striker had the option of going alone, but instead chose to square to Wolfenden, whose shot from close range ricocheted off the underside of the crossbar. As the keeper scrambled to claim the ball, Wolfenden and Norton continued to pressure, and somehow the former managed to bundle it over the line to put his side ahead.
This should be a goal here for Michael Norton. He sets himself, plays the ball wide.
Now.
Oh! Off the crossbar he goes. Norton for the second ball, third ball.
Yes!
Oh!
Wolf there.
Well, Matty Wolfenden eventually gets the goal, and FC United really from that position, if they hadn't have scored, it would have been a travesty.
Third time lucky.
To say we took the scenic route doesn't do it justice, does it?
Whatever was discussed in the Steels half-time team talk barely had chance to be put into action, as Wolfenden added another to the score sheet just 4 minutes into the second half. Cottrell picked up the ball outside of the area and delivered a superb pass to Lee Neville, who controlled to the byline before cutting back to Wolfenden. The number 8 ran across keeper Ben Scott at the near post and flicked the ball beyond him to double United's lead.
Cottrell left footed, swings the ball great down, left ball. Outside. Neville ball across the screen again.
Yes! Wolfie again.
Matty Wolfenden, lovely ball on the left hand side. And what Neville did really well there, he didn't bring the ball down first time, hit it right across the goal. And Matty Wolfenden was there, side footed, only from 6 yards out. It's 2-0 to FC United of Manchester.
Absolutely great ball from Jake Cottrell. Superb.
6 minutes before the end of normal time brought a third for United, as Johnson whipped in a fantastic ball for Wolfenden to finish from point blank range, completing his hat trick.
Well, that's not right. Speedway.
As
Johnson
on,
now, can he make it three? Puts the ball across. This is a goal.
Hat-trick.
Wolfenden finished with some aplomb.
Hat trick.
Simple. Six yards out. Yeah, again, Johnson the provider. FC United 3. Stockbridge Park Steels 0.
Great ball through to Johnson there. I think it was Nicky Platt putting away, and all he had to do was square it. A simple tap in there for Matty Wolfenden.
United's performance on the day was by no means comprehensive, and the scoreline perhaps not a fair reflection, taking into account a testing display from the visitors, particularly in the first half. Nevertheless, the result pushes the Reds a vital step closer to the playoff places. And with other results swinging in United's favour, next week's encounter with Hednesford now looks set to be a pivotal fixture in the playoff running.